Hey everybody, it's Eric Clark again. This is the second earnings review of the day. It's Friday, November 3rd, about 12 o'clock on in the Pacific time. Again, wild week. DraftKings is the report I want to talk about today. The stock's up 28% in 4 days. So you can infer that they probably reported a decent number, and that would be true. I don't know what the short interest on this thing was, but I suspect some shorts are covering. And then once people see this number and the 2024 guide, there's probably a lot of follow-on buying in this name. So it was the second largest position in the brand strategy. We made it the second largest position, kind of adding to the core holding. When the stock got beat up and the stock was around 27 or so, it's 34 today. So naturally, what did we do? We trimmed that overweight position, buy low, sell high, maintain your core, because this is a highly volatile stock. So listen, long-term, if you have a strong stomach, I think this stock is still a double from here. But in the meantime, it's going to go like this because it's an incredibly volatile company, incredibly volatile stock, just reaching that inflection of profitability. And, you know, when you go from unprofitable and no idea when profits are going to happen to getting some certainty to profitability and timing on that, that's when big inflections happen. So this thing was about 75 or so in mid-2021, crashed all the way to 9.77 in early 2022, and is up to 34 today. So it is a wild ride. And why wouldn't it be a wild ride? It's a sports betting stock company, right? So it's going to be a wild ride. But long term, the important thing is there's a massive opportunity globally for this company, which is now the leader in the industry. They overtook FanDuel by most accounts. Both of them together have a large percentage of the market share in total. But they've spent a lot of money early to build the brand, and they are now monetizing that spend now with better market share and a lot of subscriber growth and new consumers being pulled into the flywheel. And they only have about 2.3 or so million customers so far, right? So think about it. The global gaming opportunity is something in the, I'll just cut to the chase here and with some of my notes. The global gaming projection is about $167 billion by 2030. It's about $81 billion today. So, you know, leaving your local bookie to have access to an app that has, you know, 8,000 different choices for you is a theme. And only 2.3 or 2 million customers are in DraftKings flywheel today. So what's going to happen to revenue and free cash flow and profitability when that's 10 million, 20 million, 30 million? It's a lot higher, obviously. It's going to take some time. Just like in casinos, the house generally wins. So, you know, you might get excited about betting and join FanDuel or DraftKings and get on the app and place a few bets and lose a bunch of money. And, you know, everybody says don't play with any money that you can't afford to lose, because at the end of the day, the house wins more often than not. Great for DraftKings, not so good for consumers. So, you know, they will lose consumers over time that realize they're terrible at sports betting and iGaming, but they'll bring in new ones over time. And so let's look at some of the information about this business. Revenue up 54% year over year. So clearly they're just getting started there. They raised their 2023 guidance. And then more importantly, because that was pretty much known, they initiated a 2024 guidance for revenue, for adjusted EBITDA, margins, et cetera. So even their stock-based comp which was out of control for a while, as many kind of technology oriented companies were. They just used stock options for employees to attract it, which sounds great, except for they get, you know, there's a lot of dilution around that. So, you know, management clearly has found religion where that balance between spending with a good ROI and profitability is concerned, and they are committed to that going forward, which again, that gives buyers, you know, some real confidence in the sustainability of the profits in the business model. So promotional activity was down. And this is a key point when you become the brand, the dominant brand, right? You spend early and often. And then once you become kind of the known, you know, if I'm going to, as a consumer, decide I want to go and engage in a consumer spending category, let's say sports betting, what brand or app might I go to? When the average person says one or two names, they have achieved kind of some brand dominance. And when you achieve that brand dominance, you certainly have to keep it up and you have to delight customers, but then it allows the company to maybe ramp down their spending for promotional stuff because they have established being a great brand and they don't need to keep spending over time as much. So we do have another catalyst, November 14th. They have an investor day. You know, they did let some of the cat out of the bag in this earnings report. So that could potentially be a sell the news, or maybe we ramp into that event thinking that something additional comes to play. But that's certainly, again, this is a very volatile stock. So it wouldn't shock me if it's up 28% in 4 days and off from almost 10, you know, a year ago, if we see some selling, but use that vol to your advantage because there's some great things ahead. Free cash flow is ramping up. So let's look at 2024. They gave an initial guidance of $4.5 billion to $4.8 billion in that range with $350 to $450 of EBITDA. So, you know, pretty big numbers for a smaller company that's growing really, really fast. And again, in this kind of environment, excuse me, not every company is favored by consumers. We are being very stingy about where we spend our time and our money. It is providing some entertainment. And if you think, let's use the NFL and my own personal experience, I'm not a big sports bettor. I'm not generally very good at that and learned early because I grew up around Atlantic City with blackjack, et cetera. But from a sports perspective, you know, take your favorite team, do some research. Mine's the Eagles. Every week, usually every Friday or Saturday, I look at the current matchup. And if it's an interesting matchup and I've done the research, there's a lot of great sites for that, then I may want to place a bet. And the fun part about that is you do some research and you kind of put, and I played football as a high school and a little in college. And you decide, here's how, if I were the coach, here's how I might play create this game plan, and then go about and create your, I think the Eagles are going to beat the Cowboys. It's like, I think the Eagles -3, I'll take that bet. But more importantly, let's maybe do a parlay. $10 parlay has some asymmetric upside. You only lose 10 bucks if you lose, and play that. Now, then watch the game. I will guarantee you will be a more engaged in that game than you ever have before. You will be watching more. Your eyes will be more focused there. Everybody wins, right? You win because you're engaged in the game and the entertainment value is high. If you lose, you obviously lose, but you're still having fun and you've hopefully not bet much and you don't care about the loss. It's more of a game for you and for fun and entertainment. So the league wins because people are more engaged. The merchandise sales go up. They win. That feeds into players making more money because they can justify paying people more money. So, you know, the whole ecosystem gets more valuable over time as more people engage with these apps and sports betting. And that's what I see here. Again, 2.3 million paying customers is going to go way higher over time. So we still love this stock. We do love to have a core position, but when the market acts irrationally, we will add to that position on a tactical basis, just for a trade. while keeping the core static. And that's what we did here. And we had a huge gain. I think, you know, in the time that we did this tactical ad, the market was up maybe 3 or 4%. Our position was up 28%. That's some pretty good alpha in a tactical position over a very short period of time. And so I think with all the uncertainty around the world, across macro and even micro, and how consumers are going to spend and how business spending is happening, that's going to create volatility. Volatility is a wonderful opportunity if you are a trader and you have some, you can check your emotions at the door. Not as much for investors, because, you know, your portfolio is up, your portfolio goes down, your emotions kind of ride that wave. But from a volatility and trading perspective, it's pretty unique and can add a lot of value over time if you can do it correctly. So long story short, we love the sports betting thematic. We are, our horse in this race is DraftKings. There are others, FanDuel, obviously, but you get a lot of different things in FanDuel. Even that business looks like it's inflecting higher because it's a holding company. And the most important part is consumers are engaging more. Sponsorship and spend is going down. Profitability is going up. Revenue growth is going up. And in a time when revenue growth and earnings per share growth and free cash flow is hard to find, people will pay up for companies that are doing it on a sustainable basis. And that's what the management team from DraftKings is telling us, and probably why the stock has been so strong of late and certainly over the last 4 days. So more to come. We could see some weakness. Use that as an opportunity. Be technically oriented with this one because it is volatile, but it's a great trading stock as well as a buy and hold if you have a strong stomach. Okay, everybody, have a great weekend, and place your bets at DraftKings. See ya.